Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
A bold approach to engineering. At Bowling Green State University, our engineering degrees fuse the science of traditional engineering with technology and hands-on skills. This combination is what employers are looking for in the up-and-coming fields of robotics, advanced manufacturing, and systems engineering. It's why our graduates find jobs and why BGSU stands out. Don't just get a degree. Secure your future at BGSU.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in.
Scrub-a-dub-dub in the tub-a-tub-tub.
A lot has happened since we were last here
In these here seats. You know what? I like when that happens because I don't like when a week goes by and I only see you when we do the podcast.
No. We saw each other many times beyond the podcast this last week.
Yes.
Where do we begin? We'll start with Tuesday. So I'm trying to think, maybe you start because you went out to dinner.
Yeah. I was on a double date and we were sitting down imbibing in some alcohol and Becca's like all time favorite celebrity walks into this restaurant. And so I texted her and I said, Jennifer Aniston just got here. And then I put my phone down because we were like on a double date. So I wasn't really like engaging. So then I think at that point you texted Red Star, right?
So
both of us together.
So Haley and I are sitting on the couch. We just ordered pizza. We were watching Bachelor in Paradise. And Tanya texts me, Jennifer Aniston is at the table next to us. And I'm like, what? You're just so casual about this. So I write back and I'm like, should we get dressed and come meet y'all? We did not know they were on a double date. I thought it was just her and Red Star.
Oh,
so,
I didn't tell you that?
No. Oh. So they're like, yeah. So she doesn't answer. So I text Robbie. I'm like, wait, should we get dressed and come have a drink with you? And like, not that I was ever going to say anything to Jennifer Aniston. I was just like, I don't know. I got excited. So we like rush and throw.
Mind
one.
You, like, you wouldn't do that for anybody.
Literally no one else.
Yeah.
Literally no one else.
Yeah.
And it's not even like I was ever going to say anything to her. Like, I've been within like 3 feet of her and I could not find the words. And I was holding my People's Choice Award.
Yeah, like, were both winners. They were both winners of the same People's Choice Award. And Becca couldn't even speak to her. And we're in the same like.
Oh, sorry. I thought you brought your People's Choice Award with you to the restaurant.
No. At the People's Choice Award, when we won the second year we won, I had the People's Choice Award and I was able to get back into this back section where it was like Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler, like I was the lowest person there, but I had a People's Choice Award.
Right, in hand.
And I was probably the most established I will ever be next to Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
And I could not.
You were like one with her.
No, I wasn't, because she won like Person of the Year or whatever.
Right. She was being honored as like the
But I was like, you know, had the most. That was like my moment, and I couldn't do it. So seeing her at a restaurant, there was never going to be anything that happened. It was just going to be a cool story. So we're like rushing to get there. Tanya texts me and just puts her phone down. Like I said, I didn't know she was on a double date. So I text it a group chat with her and Red Star. And I'm like, wait, do we get dressed and come? So we throw on the most random outfits, like literally within 5 minutes, throw my hair up, driving. I'm like speeding. I live a good, 15 minutes from this restaurant. It's not like down the street. And they're texting updates like we're stalling, like we've ordered dessert, we're ordering coffee. And then we're literally 3 minutes away. And Red Star texts me. He's like, you better hurry. I think she's paying her check. And I'm like, because
at this point, like we were stalling. So like none of us wanted dessert, but we ordered dessert so that we could have because they were trying to get rid of us. They're trying to move the table. Right. So they're trying to like tell us like wrap it up. Let's go. And then we get the dessert. We're eating the dessert. The lady comes by and she's like, do you want anything else? And Robbie goes, I'll have a decaf espresso. I was like, I love you and respect you so much for this because he was like really doing it for you.
So, yeah, it was so sweet. So while I'm like racing, there were 3 minutes
away. Who drinks a decaf espresso, by the way?
What's the point?
Yeah, there is none.
None, just a stall.
Haley goes, what are you going to say to her if you see her? And I'm like, literally nothing. I will have nothing to say. Like my brain when I have been in close proximity, it does not work. I get too nervous around celebrities. I can't say anything.
But you had a 45-minute drive. Did you spend the drive?
No, just 15 minutes.
Okay, you had a drive. You didn't spend the drive.
It's only 15 minutes?
Yeah. So I go, I said my go-to, because I, from what I remember, she's a Bachelor fan. Or has in the past, I was going to be like, Jen, you're missing Bachelor in Paradise. That was like going to be my line. So they're like texting as we're walking in. They're like, she's getting up. And I'm like, whatever. Okay. At this point, I'm already stressed. I'm nervous. I'm not going to say anything. Literally, we pass by her, like make eye contact. Her bodyguard was with her. So there was like never a chance. I think he could feel my energy as a fan. Like, I think he knew without knowing anything that I had just driven from my home to like come see Jennifer Aniston. So we just walked by, like that was the extent of it. Cause she was like with her, she was living her life. I get to the table where Tanya and Red Star are, and their friends are right there. And I'm like, I am mortified that these two people who don't know me have, this is how they're meeting me. That I just got off the couch and came.
I didn't realize that. I didn't tell you we were on a double
date. That's interesting. You didn't realize that.
It didn't matter to me. All I saw was Jennifer Aniston. Then my eyes just went different. Like,
to be honest, I don't know that I would have come because I would have been like, that's kind of embarrassing. It was already embarrassing. But then having two strangers know that me like as that their first time meeting me really felt embarrassing. So in my mind, so it's chaos. They're trying to take the table. They're like, well, there's another table at the bar area if y'all want to have a drink. So we just sat and have drinks and I got to know their friends and they were like, so who else like would you be excited to come meet? And I'm like, I swear I would. There's not a single other person I can think of that I would get off the couch just for a sighting of. And I don't even know why I felt inspired to do that because like I said, I was never going to say
anything.
I know,
but it's just fun. Like, it's not like, here's the thing. It's not like you're like a Jennifer Aniston stalker by any means. It's like, you're just like, it's fun. And we live in LA.
Stalkery.
No, we live in LA and this stuff is so cool. Like if somebody texted me that like, I would probably do it for Beyonce, that Beyonce was at a restaurant that they were at. I would for sure do the same thing. And not even, I probably wouldn't even say anything to her just to get a glimpse.
Yeah, but I've had a glimpse of Jennifer Aniston. So I don't know why I was so inspired. Like, I don't know what I thought. Like, if she was going to be like, hey, can we come have a drink with
right,
us?
Like, oh my God, it's like, my long lost friend that we just like, yeah.
I remember her lingering at the People's Choice Awards in that room with us. She's scary. No, I don't know, but it was just an exciting, I was like, whatever, it'll be a story.
Yeah, and you were carefree. You were like, one with the wind.
Yeah, I just don't, I will be honest, like I rarely get overly excited about very like LA things. Like I kind of feel jaded in that sense. Like I remember when I lived growing up in Louisiana and I heard anyone lived in California, they could have lived in like San Francisco and I'd be like, I bet they see celebrities all the time. That's so cool. They live in California. And so, I got to live out a little bit of that fan girl energy. So then we're just sitting and talking with their friends who were so kind and like really made me feel so much less like psycho, even though I was like horrified and like, Tanya, thanks for the heads up that you were with your friends, because this is so embarrassing.
Literally, all the only thing I looked back at our text messages, the only thing I said to Becca was, Jennifer Aniston is at where I can't remember.
The table next to us.
And then literally just put my phone down. Like no engagement after that point.
Yeah. So I had to go to Red Star and he pulled through and really stalled with the decaf espresso for me. So yeah, we got a glimpse. There were no words exchanged. I just smiled and kept walking, got to the table, was so embarrassed. Then we had drinks. It was great. As we're sitting there having drinks, their friend he opened the restaurant in Vegas that y'all had gone to a few months ago. Was that months?
Yeah.
And they're like, should we go to Vegas this weekend? And we're all like, yeah, let's go to Vegas this weekend. This is on Tuesday night.
You just gotten back from Vegas on Sunday?
Tanya had.
Me, just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So we had a few drinks. We all say goodbye. We'll talk about Vegas. Yeah. Let's talk about Vegas. Right.
It's like one of those things that like, you know, and like you have the conversation and then you're like, okay, we're all like had some drinks. Peeps. No peeps from anybody the next day, mind you. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, okay. I was just like drunk talk, right?
So Haley goes, hey, are we really going to Vegas? Because I need to rearrange some stuff on Friday if we're really going. And I'm like, I haven't heard from anyone, but I'll double check to make sure we're all on the same page. So I'm like, hey, are we still going to Vegas this weekend? This is on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, I'm in. Everyone's like, I'm in. Should we book flights? Let's book the hotel. We book everything on Thursday afternoon. It's chaos. Apparently it was chaos. The busiest weekend in Vegas that we were planning to go. And we went to Vegas.
We're so young.
We're so spontaneous.
So young and spontaneous and youthful.
So we go. We get on the flight. Of course, Haley and I almost missed the flight.
Becca's one of those people where like,
go ahead.
This one wasn't your fault. Wasn't her fault. But she's one of those people who like, you know those people when you're like at the gate and the people are like running up to the gate, like hold the plane? Becca's one of those people.
I am. And I've talked about this on the podcast. It's not something that I love about myself, but I hate being at the airport too early. Like I hate sitting around the airport. It's just the worst.
We've talked about this. I don't understand this in the slightest.
My favorite thing though is like you called me and I was already panicked because there was like traffic here and I would have already liked to have been on the road. And she's like, hey, I'm all, hey, she's all, do you need Midol at your house? And I'm all, no panic, no, like, I'm, like, stressed about nothing. Just, do you have any Midol? I was like,
no, at that point, there was no reason to be stressed.
Jeez.
At that point, this was the first time ever that I was actually, like, ready early. And I was waiting on Haley, and she was like, you told me to get here at 4:30. I got here at 4:35. And I was like, well, maybe don't listen to my timing next time, because we were definitely running to the gate, but we made it.
I was so
stressed.
Have
you ever missed a flight before?
I sure have, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? I always say, I get to the gate and they're like, I'm sorry, we can't do it. And I'll be like, you know, I'll do like, oh, are you sure? Like, you can't do it. And they're like, no. And I'm like, that's okay. It's my fault. That's my fault. What can we do here beyond this moment? And they put me on the next flight. And it's just, I accept that that's who I am and it's my fault. No one's mad.
And I'm the opposite person where I like to have plenty of time. I like to be sitting at my gate, getting a water, getting a little snack.
Yeah. What's the harm in having too much time? There's a bookstore. Like there's all kinds of stuff to do. Get a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Like, it's great.
You don't want a slice of pizza on a long flight. That could hurt your tummy.
I don't mind it. I like relaxing in the airport, waiting for my flight.
It's me great. Too. I like to relax. I don't like to stress. Oh, but what's so funny is like I was having secondary, or what do they call them? Like sympathy pains, like when somebody's pregnant. I was having like sympathy anxiety waiting for them to like meet us. And we're holding the seats because obviously, like I think Red Star and I were the first ones in. So we're like holding the seats. And I'm so bad at holding seats because people are like,
oh, on Southwest. That's the worst.
It's the worst. No,
they hate it when you do that. And I get it. I understand why they hate it when we do that.
And they're like, are they on the plane? And I'm like, yeah, little no. They're like not even through security yet. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, they're in the plane. They're in the bathroom in the front.
Yeah.
So I'm having like secondary pains, secondary anxiety through you.
Haley kept going, we just did not deserve to make this flight. And I was like, we made it. Quit saying that. Like, we will not do that. You will not do that again. I probably will. But we did it. So we land in Vegas and we were like, let's just do it big. We're here for 24 hours. We got a limo SUV from the airport to the hotel.
Mind you, which I do want to talk about because you know how like when you're in, when you do that and everyone's like, somebody's going to be the DJ, right? It's a thankless job because
it's a thankless job if you're not good at it.
No, I'm great at it. I have really great music. I have the music in me. I had a lot of people that just wanted different things. I had somebody wanted techno, somebody wanted upbeat, another liked house music, another one wanted old school. I was just like, I can't keep up. It was like, no, not this one.
It was an assortment of Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello.
So, just so yeah,
imagine.
Ed Sheeran Shivers. That is a banger to dance to.
It is a certified bop.
Bop so times 10.
It could hit, you know, someone quickly volunteered you and I just kept my mouth shut, but I was like, she's not going to like the reaction she gets from her music.
Yeah, I cracked under pressure. I didn't enjoy it and I'm never going to volunteer to be DJ again.
Yeah,
that'll show them.
That really taught us a lesson.
Yeah.
So we get to the hotel. Our reservation for dinner was at 9:30, which I stay up relatively late, but I do not wait that long to eat.
No, I'm like asleep by 9:30.
Yeah. So we all get ready and go to dinner. And it was like the freaking best time ever. Food's so good at Delilah.
Yeah.
There's live music. They sat us right by the stage. It was incredible.
And then we went back to our room and played fishbowl.
We gambled and we all won.
Oh yeah, everybody won.
Yeah,
all won. I don't gamble. I don't like it.
What's your game, Becca?
I played blackjack. I won. Yeah. I won. So I put $100 in and I won $500. Wow. And then Haley played roulette. She won. 600. Well, she put 200 and she won 600. And then Robbie he played both.
Yeah.
He played blackjack and roulette.
Yeah.
But and Paulina won too. Like I've never been in a group where everyone walked away happy with money.
Yeah.
So that was a thrill.
And yeah. I'm with Tanya though. I can't do that anymore. I used to play blackjack. And when I was about 20, maybe 21, I was at a casino in Wisconsin, Ho-Chunk Casino, it's called, near the Wisconsin Dells. And I was barely old enough to gamble, but I lost $400. Oh. And I was not a guy that could lose $400. I did not have $400 to lose. And ever since then, I've played quarter video blackjack and nothing else.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like card games that much just in general. And so the thought of like paying money to play one is just not my cup of tea.
I hate blackjack because you can get yelled at for being bad at blackjack.
That's true. Like,
they'll get mad at you.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it gets competitive, but it's so fun. Like, and I think I went in knowing there was a certain, I do have the ability to walk away, which I realized like a lot of people are like, if I just do this one more time, I can make it all back. But I was like, I have $150 to spend on gambling. And if I lose it, it's done. That's all I'm doing. But I remember when I first ever gambled, I had like $20 in my account. My brother-in-law gave me like $20 and there were $5 tables. And I just played and I was so excited when I won $100. I was like, I'm rich. I just made money off of money.
Right.
And I get the appeal, but like I said, we all won. We all walked away after we won and we went up to Tanya and Robbie's room and we played charades.
No, fishbowl.
Well, fishbowl, which is kind of a version of charades until 4 a.m. Like not drinking or anything. Like we were literally eating snacks playing charades.
Wait, this is the best part. So we get to the room, right? I'm going to try and play this audio. there's this, you know how they have like those, hotel magazines at the hotel that are just like the hotel magazines?
Yes.
So the Wynn has one obviously for them, and they did this whole spread on the Delilah opening that like we had gone to. We're flipping through the magazine and like there's this page of all these pictures from opening night, right? Oh, who's on the page with Justin Bieber, the kid Leroy, Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly? It's like all these like Kendall Jenner, Chainsmokers, and my boyfriend and myself.
Wow.
Right there.
That's pretty cool.
Prime location. So we're flipping through it and he's just like, whoever put our like our faces on the same page.
You didn't know it was going to be in there?
No, that's we so can't neat. Even find this photo. I'm like, this is such a cute picture of us. I love
it.
It's
a really
it.
Cute photo.
What am I hearing?
Oh, Red Star is saying, hold on, let's see what he says.
Who made the decision to put us on this page along with the likes of Bieber, Bob Kraft, Kendall Jenner, Megan Fox.
All of those people were there that night?
Yeah.
I can't tell. You didn't hype up that night enough.
I'm sorry. Let me understand this. You couldn't just take a photo of the magazine page. You had to take a video of the magazine page. So the only way for you to show us the picture was to play the video. And that's why we could hear Robbie talking in the background.
Yes. Exactly.
That is so odd.
Because I just took a video. I could probably screenshot it, but
yeah.
And I brought back a copy of the magazine. Like we took some home.
Every time we went somewhere and they had the magazines, they would take a stack of them. I'm like, who are y'all so giving cool. these to?
Like, so I wanted to take a video of the fact that it's the magazine. You flip it open and it's in the inside of the magazine.
And how are you captioned in it? Does it say like Kiss FM's Tanya Rad?
No,
like
literally just our names, just our two names.
Tanya Rad. Not Ruddy Savievich, just Tanya Rad.
Tanya Rad.
And,
okay. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And his full name?
His full name.
Wow.
I know. We literally both were shocked. And it's like prime location.
Yeah, right in the middle. Smack yeah. dab.
Smack dab. And also, we don't know where that photo came from. Neither one of us has ever seen that photo. So we're like, where is that? Can I get a copy of that?
It's a Wynn photographer.
Yeah, yeah.
Only he or she has access to that.
Yeah, so you know, had a really big ego about that. That 24 hours.
It was really fun though. So then we went to bed, woke up, slept in, and then we went and had the Wynn buffet, which I haven't had a buffet in a long time. And let me tell you something: when you have the option of anything and any type of food. I had fried rice and spring egg rolls as my first meal. Like that was my first go. And then I got breakfast food and then I went up and had some ice cream. Like I was living. It was amazing.
Oh, I have a hard time with buffets because I cannot make a decision. So I get everything yeah. and then I really regret it later.
I'm the same way. I can't like, I'm like, where do you even start? Because I enjoy like breakfasty stuff. So I like eggs mm-hmm. and I like pancakes and I like waffles and like that whole section. But then you throw sushi in there and there were like crepes and
there were crepes.
Mm-hmm.
I miss that.
There's like parfait, like granolas, all this fresh fruit. There was chicken, a lot of like orange, but just lots of things.
It was an experience.
And I also feel the intense anxiety about getting my money's worth, which is just not the way to go about it.
I agree.
I had that thought too of like, it was $50 a person. And I'm
right.
like, I don't eat enough like ever in my life for
Never.
It to be $50 worth. So I was really trying to get in there. But like, if I took a break, it set me back because all my food would settle.
No, because like, I feel like we parked it for a while. Like we had, it was breakfast and lunch because we really just like sat there and like kept going and just like sat there. We had coffee, sat there.
It was, but the key to a buffet is you don't sit there. You eat, go up to the next round because otherwise you're going to get too full sitting there. So that was a thrill for me personally. I haven't experienced that in a minute.
I haven't had a buffet in like,
I didn't know they still did buffets with COVID.
Yeah, I haven't had a buffet since I think I was like in high school, maybe.
Like Soup Plantation shut down and
they're gone.
I
and
know.
There's a reason.
Why? Soup Plantation?
Yeah.
But why?
That's why. Because they had so many, you know, I don't want to say anything that's legally actionable, but they had so many times that they had to shut down because of problems in their restaurant. to get it all cleaned up and stuff. Eventually, people lost faith in the place and stopped going.
I was a fan. I was devastated.
But you know what I did notice at like our local grocers around the city is those buffets are back at like my local grocery store.
Like
the salad bar. Yeah, oh, salad cool. bar, the like fresh hot food, you know, with like the tongs and mm-hmm. stuff.
Well, I also will say like there were a ton of people, but they were so strict about masks. Like I saw multiple people walking through and they would have their mask down like or not on. And a worker would be like, do you have a mask? And they'd be like, yeah. And they were like, put it on. Like it was a pretty like tight run ship, which was nice because Vegas is a little.
Yeah, they actually there was a security when I was there for the festival. There was a security guard in the lobby of the hotel that wouldn't let you go through unless you had your mask up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because someone commented on my picture and was like, why aren't y'all? Well, we were in the room in the photos I posted. They're like, why aren't y'all wearing masks? I'm like, well, we're in our room. But for the record, it was a very like they're definitely on it there. But it was so fun. And it was just fun that it was really spontaneous. And we just did it because I haven't done something like that in a long time.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I was very tired Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I think that there's something that it warms my heart when you spend time with like your best friend and your significant other. It just does something to me. I don't know. I'm not kidding.
What are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean? Yeah, you're my best friend.
I know. Yeah, no, it was really, really fun. There was a lot of laughter. Like I felt like we were just like all laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
There was one part of Fishbowl, like we just all put in random words. Basically the first round, you describe
First of all, if you're listening and you've never played Fishbowl, Google it because it is such a fun game to play.
There's different names for it too. So you might know the game and there's different names. But the first round, you like go around and you pull it out of a hat. You're timed and you describe the word. Then the second round, you're using the same words, but you act it out like charades, no talking. And then the final round, you just get to say one word that's associated with what you're looking at. So... Tanya, did you put in the word drumstick?
No, he did.
Tanya goes to describe the word in there was drumstick. And she goes, she looks at Robbie and she goes, what you call my leg?
He got it right away.
And he, without it missing a beat, goes drumstick.
Because the whole point of it is you want to put words in that like your significant other will guess quickly and nobody else will guess. So that's like the whole point. So he nailed it.
Oh my God, my leg, drumstick. I don't know. That really stuck with me for the rest of the weekend, really. Still there. Still stuck with me.
Do you look at my legs differently now? Do you
just take a look. Take a look at this thigh right here. Where it
take a look at this thigh right here. Do you want to take a
no? I slice off that. No, I don't. Yeah. But that's I don't want to know like how it originated.
Okay, yeah. Just take a look at this bad boy right here.
We're good.
Juicy, meaty drumstick right here.
Oh my. Oh my.
Nah.
So yeah, yesterday was recovery day. It was. Very much out of it just from, I guess I normally stay up to like 12, sometimes one.
It's the sleep 4
a.m. is a whole new beast because we drank at dinner and then that was really it.
Yeah.
And then for me, at least.
So Sophia's movie, My Little Pony, came out on Netflix and she had the premiere. I don't know if I want to say premiere because it really wasn't. It was like a screening just for like her close friends. But we didn't know, like, we got, like, you know how they do, like, rapid tests at events now?
Mm-hmm.
We both were kind of, like, sitting there, kind of, like, nervous about this one. You know what I mean? Because they, like, do it, and they, like, sit you down, and we were like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't, like, don't get let into the party until you, like, pass the test. It's a very interesting feeling.
Well, I do feel like granted, there were people everywhere we went, but we were just kind of, even when we were playing roulette and blackjack, it was just us at the table.
No, so. I know. But it's like, it's a weird feeling just in general.
Oh,
like
waiting to get let in.
Yeah, waiting to get let until you're like negative. You know?
It's cool that they're doing that.
Yeah.
That they're able to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really fun. We're all like, I felt like the one night, like the 24 hours was a good time for Vegas. And I do think if we had planned maybe a show or something that wasn't like really going out or partying, but more just like a entertainment source, I could have done one more night, but I couldn't have done another night of like
drinking
4 a.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I need to lay off the booze for a minute.
Yeah, y'all go to like parties and have events and holidays and there's drinking.
I drink even throughout quarantine. I drank all throughout quarantine.
Yeah.
Like everyone said that they stopped drinking in quarantine and I think I started drinking way more.
You did.
Yeah.
Because y'all had just started dating. So you were a little more like, let's have date nights over Zoom and
yeah.
So you're going to take a break?
Yeah. Lay off the booze.
Step off the booze cruise?
The booze cruise.
Well, I'm going to... My brother's getting married this Friday. It's crazy. So crazy. Like, I remember when he would be on the podcast when we first kind of started. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And all the girls would always DM me and be like, is your brother single? And that was always like a whole thing. And he met his fiance I think it's maybe just been a year since they met, and they got engaged when I was there in May, and they're getting married on Friday. It's so crazy.
So crazy.
So I'm leaving to go to Florida and going to be celebrating them.
I'm going to miss you.
Well, I'll be back by next Monday.
Oh, thank the Lord. I feel it when you're gone. Like when you're not within a 5-mile radius, I feel it.
But the thing is the Grey's Anatomy premiere is this Thursday.
And we can't watch the rehearsal dinner.
But I will have watched it because we might have a very special guest on Monday.
Oh yeah. So it's not 100% locked, but it's looking promising.
And we're not going to say who. We're just going to tease somebody.
I don't know if we should say who.
Okay.
Right?
That's fine. I don't know. I don't know who this is.
It's somebody that we've talked a lot about on this podcast.
Ooh.
Maybe not in the best light.
Okay, great. I got it.
Yeah. So I don't want to say in case he's not locked.
Yeah, it's a maybe, but
it's not a maybe. It's like a probably.
It's a probably, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
It's not maybe. Maybe is more 50-50. Probably is like 80.
Okay, yeah, we're like 80.
And then confirmed is 100.
Okay, thank you for
breaking it down.
Yeah, breaking it down.
Yeah.
But focused on today, we have the chicks
in the office
joining us.
Fran and Rhea,
gonna scrub in to the OR.
Mm-hmm. They just announced they're going on tour, and we love to support a dually female led podcast.
Good job.
Yeah.
Getting there. We were on their podcast a couple months ago, and I just can't wait till like we get to have guests and be together in the same room. That's going to be so fun.
I know. I wonder what guests they're going to have on their show.
I don't know, but they sold out both of their Boston shows and they're crushing it. So I'm really excited to catch up with them and see what they're up to. But first we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with Fran and Rhea. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, we are back, and we have the chicks in the office joining us, scrubbing in. Woohoo! We have Fran and Rhea.
Yay! Oh, my voice cracked like a little boy.
It feels like this was bound to happen. We came, you know, we were part of Chicks in the Office. It was meant to be that y'all scrubbed into the OR.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yes. And I also want to say happy belated birthday, Fran.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Are you a Libra?
I'm a Virgo.
Virgo.
Yep. I'm a big time Virgo too.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. For sure.
Meaning like what? In what way?
Oh, I'm just like, every quality of a Virgo is, I just have them all. Like, you know, bossy, things have to go my own way.
Judgmental.
Like to plan. Like, it's like, oh, I'm such a Virgo.
Isn't it so fun when that happens, when you're like totally your zodiac sign? I love it too.
I do love it. I do feel bad for the people that are like, I don't relate to any of my zodiac sign qualities. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I'm fully a Leo as well.
For sure.
So
you're a Leo? Jealous. That's a good one.
I feel left out because I don't feel full Scorpio. You know, like I don't feel like I read some of the qualities and I'm like, I don't have that. But I do wish I had some Virgo qualities a little more, like the making plans, the organization. I have zero.
I wish
of
you
that.
Had that too.
No, you don't. You love me for who I am.
I love you for who you are, but yeah. I would love a little more like planner.
Well, I would love a little less of that from you.
You know, I'm trying to go with the flow, okay? It's my new motto. My boyfriend's the same way.
Right, I know. Have you guys ever looked at your like friendship compatibilities? Because like Leos and Virgos are really not supposed to
get along. Yeah, they're not supposed to get along, but we do.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Our signs are good. Like for me, she's a Scorpio and I'm a Cancer. So it's good for me to have a Scorpio best friend because she can like for me, you know, where I just like cry and get sad. She can like fight for me. Which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
But for you having me, I feel bad.
It challenges me.
Yeah.
It certainly challenges me to be kinder and softer.
All good things. Yeah.
Thank you.
I just need to know before we like get into anything, did Ivan Hall ever respond? Is he coming on the podcast?
Is he? I feel like we
tried.
I don't
know. We heard
exhausted
nothing.
All resources. Yeah. So if he does not, there was no reply.
It's some bull though, because every single, am I?
What?
I'm sorry.
No,
that's
no,
a good comment. What did he say? Oh, okay. He commented. I didn't see that. That must have happened later. But he commented the eye emojis, apparently. So that still feels like kind of in limbo, though.
Right. It seems none of us communicated. So we don't have him on the show yet.
But what better way to like raise your stock and like being like, I'm going to spill the tea on whatever show I go. Oh, smart. Now everybody's going to want to have him on their show.
But in my mind, I'm like, how much can he say based on his contract? Like, what is he really going to be able to say legally?
They can't. Nothing. They always say that they have a lot to say.
They always talk a big game.
Right.
Always talk a big game. Yeah.
They're like, it was really dramatic. Most dramatic ever.
He'll be like, yeah, you know, I got in trouble and I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Right, exactly.
And that's what I have to give you. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
I just really appreciate like the push to have him because, you know, I love Twitter. I love browsing Twitter, but I'm not as active as I used to be. But y'all, I always see y'all's tweets. Y'all are kind of the only people I continue to follow actively because I like your tweets when you're live tweeting Bachelor shows. And I just love that you're always doing pop culture. Like I always tell Tanya that y'all do such a great job at covering like everything that's going on that's interesting in pop culture.
Well, thank you. I mean, we definitely appreciate that. Yeah. We've had our girl Devin, who's on our Chicks of the Office team now, she's up helping us with our Instagram and social media and everything, and she's so good and so on top of everything, so it makes us look really good. Which is awesome. And yeah, you know, live tweeting was so big for so long for the Bachelor shows, and then it has kind of fallen off a little bit. Like there are so many people I used to follow who would live tweet who now don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. So we kind of fill the space a lot of times, and we always have a lot to say.
Yeah,
so
we do take up the timeline. So
because like I think a lot of people don't watch stuff in real time anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I watch things at my like when I can. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
But it's also
I normally choose not like anything besides The Bachelor. I do not watch in real time too. I hate commercials.
I probably wouldn't watch The Bachelor in real time if we did not talk about it on our show.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like the only other thing I watch real time is like any really good show on HBO that we're following up with. Right.
But
like,
no commercials.
But no commercials.
Right. And the ones that drop weekly drop.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
When Tanya tries to do things like that,
no pain, no gain.
When y'all started, I don't know if we talked about this when we were on y'all's podcast. Were y'all really close friends, or was it kind of like y'all worked in the same space? Y'all were close, but more like coworkers, and then you've become really close friends.
Yeah, we weren't friends.
We didn't know each other.
We didn't know each other at all.
Oh,
yeah. So I was an intern first. It's actually going to be 5 years in like 2 days.
Yeah.
And I was an intern, and then Fran came in 6 months after, and then we were the only two, besides Erica at the time, who's the CEO, only two women really there. Mm-hmm. And we were just interns, and we were like, all right,
doing content, other women in sales and things like that, but actually like trying to be on camera.
So we just bonded over the fact that we really liked pop culture. Like we'd always talk about what celebrities were doing, and then we were like, all right, well, why don't we just try something together? And then from there we became good friends. Yeah.
But it does, we've always felt like the relationship comes across like we've known each other for a very long time, and but we really did not like, we didn't pick each other. We were just put together and it
worked. There were really no other options. Yeah. So yeah, really, it kind of just had to happen.
We had to make
they're like,
it work,
you guys want
worked.
This? You're going to do it together, okay? Yeah.
Yes.
No, I mean, we could have done stuff alone, but it was like, all right, well, you're here. I'm here. Let's do this together.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm really glad it worked out because y'all are like killing it, and now you're on a tour. You're going on tour. It sold out so fast. Y'all added a second date. It sold out so fast. I mean, that's got to be a very validating feeling because you're kind of the company. You're with Barstool Sports, and that is like such a male-dominated company. And I mean, y'all are crushing it.
Yeah. We really were so nervous. Like, you guys know, you guys go mm-hmm. on tour, you've done it. Like, you, and we've seen all the other women, you know, who do similar shows or are going on podcast tours, and we're always like, damn, they look like they're having such a great time. Like, should we do that? Like, we're scared, like, nobody's gonna show up. Mm-hmm. So we put it off for like a really long time. We're like, we're not gonna do it. And then when we finally were like, put our big girl pants on, we're gonna do it. And we picked these venues and we're like, oh wow, like people actually really want to come.
We sold ourselves short, honestly. We went way smaller. Next time we'll do it bigger. But I
we've
got
never
so,
done it. We've never done it.
I know. I totally
tell you what it's gonna look like.
Yeah. I get you with the feeling of like being vulnerable, and like I would be like, I think I was the same way when mm-hmm. it was just when they're like, okay, we're gonna start promoting, and I'm like, do people want to come to like see us?
And it's like money. Like it's not, it's not $20. Like people are spending good money to come and see us.
I got so emotional over this. I really did. I like cried a lot because I was like, wow, people are spending their money to see us. Yeah. Like we other human beings, and we're just normal human beings are spending money. Like that's just not making any sense to me.
My brother texted me after the Philly show sold out and was like, you know, I love you and all and like think this is really great, but it's really like mind-blowing that people are spending money to come see you. I'm like, yeah, thanks, we know.
It really is. It had me like, I was like, oh my god, I'm so emotional over this. Like, why are people spending money? I really appreciate it, of course, but I'm just like, whoa, us?
We've had the exact same conversation.
Totally same. Yeah, same feeling. Wait, okay, so how many stops are you guys, how many tour stops do you guys have?
So we're doing two nights in Boston. So we did one and then it sold out really fast, and then we added a second one in Boston, and then we're doing Philly, Chicago, Nashville, and then New York, and then we're gonna do something bigger again after that and then move to the West Coast as well.
Yeah,
but we wanted to start off small.
And like, what how big are the venues?
They're mostly like big bars, and they all range. Like we're at like Acme in Nashville. We're doing like Caroline's in New York, like, you know, nothing crazy. It's not, you know,
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, right. It's not like Gramercy Theater.
That will
like,
happen.
Like,
one day.
Yeah.
Yes. But they're all like very bar settings. Kind of like more casual hang, because we just, like I said, we were
nervous.
This is like a test run. We're like, well, we want to do it. We want to try it. If we love it, then we can decide like, hey, like we're going to take this show on the road all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't want to, we were scared to do like all these dates and then do like three shows and be like, we're really bad at this. This is all like, let's not do this anymore.
I don't think that's
going to
be the case. I think we're going to do great, but yeah.
And I think you're going to have a lot more fun than you. I think before our first show, I was like so nervous. And then when we got out there, that was like the most fun podcast mm-hmm. ever, because you get to actually like, it's not, you know, you're like, sometimes you're talking in this and you're like, is anybody listening?
Mm-hmm.
But when you see people like laughing and engaging, you're like, oh my God, it's like, wow. It's the crazy. It's
That's
the
what I
weirdest
said.
Feeling.
I think I'm going to become addicted, because there is nothing better to me than someone laughing at me. Like when I find somebody that laughs at everything I say, I feed off that person entirely, and then I know that I can just go to them and just whatever I say is going to be funny. So put me in front of a group of people who are going to be laughing at things I say, I'm going to want to do this all the time. Like I could sense myself being like, I need to do this.
You know, you totally are.
Like, I need to be on a stage with an audience staring at me.
I already feel like I need to be on a stage all the time. Like I can't even imagine actually being on one. I haven't been on one since like fourth grade.
Are there any celebrities that have done shows at any of the venues that you guys are going to?
I think
Caroline's
a
definitely.
Bunch of people have done Caroline's.
Caroline's is
because you can basically be like we did the Roxy, mm-hmm. and so I was like, we're basically Ed Sheeran.
So
that the Roxy,
so cool.
Like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, exactly. That's gonna be.
We're gonna have to look into it, but Caroline's definitely
for sure. Yeah.
Are you gonna have any like pre-show rituals? Or are you gonna like? I don't know.
That's a great question. I really don't know.
Are y'all having
neither
guests?
Neither of us are like that. So like we gotta like get neither of us are like.
I think if she tried to do something, I'd be like, please stop.
I'm a low key crystal person, not like a big crystal person, but I have my few that I have on me at all times. Like I can't leave the house unless they're in my bag. I actually went out the other night and the guy looked through my bag, you know, when you're going into the club. Yes. He looked in my bag, he goes, no, you just got rocks, and just handed it back to me. So I could see like me doing something with that, But besides that, I don't know how on board you are with that.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But yes, we are also going to have guests. Those haven't been announced, but we do have people.
I mean, y'all have had some massive guests on the podcast. Like, they wrote down the list of people you've had, and it's like Jonas Brothers, like Priyanka, Alex Rodriguez, Nina Dobrev. Like, you've really tapped into some big names. Like, I mean, when you have, do you have any interviews that you've looked forward to? Like, y'all were like, we got this person, and you were so excited for the interview, and then it happened, and you're like, that was not that it changed your perspective on them, but
underwhelming. Like them?
Yeah.
French Montana.
We have one. This is our go-to story. People may have heard it before, but Rhea loved French Montana. Like, listened to his music, like, huge fan. And he came in to the office, this was a few years ago now, to be on our show. And I mean, he was f***ed up at the end of the day. Like, allegedly. And it was the most uncomfortable, like, 15 minutes of my life.
Oh, have the video of it is so funny because it's me and French going back and forth, and Fran
I'm
in the middle
there like this, like drinking my water, like
looking around. His people loved it. They thought it was like the funniest thing ever. French did not. Thought I was like incriminating him. He thought that I was like trying to say that him and Drake were like gay for each other. Like, it was wild. I know you're looking at me like I'm nuts. Like, that's what was happening. And it was
like
crazy.
Rhea asked him, you were just on vacation, like you were with Drake, how was it? Like,
and he was like,
and
you
he
can't
was like
say
what
that.
Are you what are you trying to say? And we're like,
that you like
were
have
on
friends
Instagram on vacation with Drake.
And he was like, well, you can't say two men went on vacation together like that. And I was like, you were on vacation with Drake. I saw you guys on the beach.
So. Guys, it was incredibly, uncomfortable.
Yeah. It was very uncomfortable.
That makes me sad.
That's and then like in truly one of the only ones, though. Yeah. I feel like everybody else, I have not left an interview being like, that really disappointed me.
No, we haven't. Another thing, he has like exotic animals that he owns. So I was asking him about them, and he told me he doesn't own any of them. And then in the same... He went on another podcast here and started talking about all the animals he owns. So he just wouldn't.
This feels personal. Like, I feel like there's something personal.
Personal attack. Yeah.
He didn't feel comfortable opening up to us.
No, he didn't.
Maybe next time he'll feel a little safer talking about the exotic animals. Have y'all had anyone where you like you weren't that excited and then they left and you're like, I'm a fan now?
All the time.
Most recently, I'll be honest. I mean, it's not that I wasn't excited for Justin Long.
No, it's more of a nerve thing. Like,
that's her dream.
Rhea. Rhea gets really nervous for no reason sometimes before podcasts. Where I'm like, why are you so nervous? It's gonna be great. Like, we both really like him. He's funny. He's like, he watches The Bachelor. We have so many things to talk to him about. Like, it'll be fine. And she's always like, I don't know what I'm gonna talk about. I'm so nervous. I don't know what I'm talking about.
And I always end up like
and
not
literally
shutting up.
It ended and she was like, that was the best interview ever.
I was obsessed with him after. It was the best. Seriously, it was one of the best interviews ever, if not the best. And she's right. I get very.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but you know, I'm never nervous in the interview. Like,
no, she works herself up beforehand. And I'm like, calm down.
And then all of a sudden I'm like smooth as can be during it. I don't know why.
Wait, I'm like so jealous about that. I actually think I DM'd him a while ago.
No,
he tried to get him on our podcast.
This is when Tanya was dating, single but dating, and she would watch He's Just Not That Into You like over and over and over again, and she's like, "We have to get him."
I was Jennifer Goodwin, like that.
I was Tanya. I was just about to say, like, you probably would be living out that exact movie with Justin Long, like, because that is it's like such a good connection.
Yeah, like I literally felt so connected to her character, and so I literally would watch that movie over and over and over again because I would be like, it just takes one, it just takes that one, you know, you got to keep trying because she kept trying and trying. And I was like, it just takes one. So anyways, I was in that period where I was just like watching, and then I heard him on Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, and this is my move. It's like going to the DM. Oh no, this isn't my move. I said, hi, I just listened to you on Armchair Expert. One, you are hilarious. Two, I feel like your impression of me would be next level. Oh, because he does like big with impressions. Like he does like people's impressions.
Wait, but then you sent a heart to him and he saw it.
No. I mentioned him in my story. I can't remember what I mentioned.
Oh, but
though.
It says he saw it.
Yeah, he saw it and hearted it. But I can't remember what I mentioned. Probably that movie because I post that movie all the time.
Yeah, he's been on the list of people. So good to know that he's a good time.
Great podcast guest. He was great. And he's a talk. I mean, anybody who hosts a podcast like loves to talk, right? So he hosts his own show.
Yeah, but he just
and
started
so
it,
you
right?
come him on and yeah, and he just like he tells all these stories and he loves talking and he's like jokes about always going on tangents, and so you know, you can have him on and he'll talk forever.
Yeah, he's great.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's #1 entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When y'all both started, were y'all both like, we're just open books and we're going to talk about anything and everything? Or did you have boundaries of like, I'll talk about this stuff, but I'm not going to talk about this?
Rhea's more open than I am. She'll basically talk about anything. I definitely have more boundaries set, just like when it comes to more of like my personal life stuff.
Yeah, I almost say too much. Yeah, I think.
But that's why it works. Like yeah. she, you know, she can overshare, and I'll
undershares,
and then I don't have to do anything. But no, I mean, there's some people in my life that don't necessarily like want to be put out there all the time. So that then I won't.
Right, yeah. Like it's not always just your choice. I mean, there's other people.
Yeah, I've been in a relationship for over 4 years, and like so, it's basically almost been the entire span of us doing this show together. So for that, like, I try and I bring it up from time to time and people know he exists, but I don't, like, go into the gritty details.
Positions
of, yeah,
that you're, like, positions you're,
yeah,
like.
You don't go into your sex positions?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I respect that.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of the same where I'm more private about my personal life, and then Tanya is definitely more open about everything. Sometimes I'm like, do you have anxiety about that when we're laying in bed at night? Or...
I but Tanya, had... you kept your current boyfriend like a little hidden for a while. I remember.
Yes, I kept it. So it's interesting because when we first met, he was going through a divorce. And so we kept it quiet for that, like, or just kind of kept him out of like my, you know, give him a nickname. And I was still talk, I would talk about him all the time, but I just, you know, give him a nickname. Nobody knows who he is. So that's why I didn't really post him, because I didn't want it to be like known who he, I mean, he's not like famous or anything, but you know, people like their private life. Sure. And so now obviously we're good and we're out and I post him all the time, but there is a line because he has kids. And so I don't, obviously, like, I don't share his kids. I don't want to talk about them because we're just kind of newly in it. You know what I mean? Like, it's new. They're adapting to all of this stuff. And it's such like a different world. And it's so crazy because when I first started dating, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And like, we would have guests come on. We had, do you know Kayla Ewell and Candace King from Directionally Challenged, another female podcast? We had them on and, Candace was talking to me about how her experience was when she met her now husband and going through it. And so like, I created a bond with her, and Teddy Mellencamp, shares a lot about, you know, how she had that experience. And so it's like, I've kind of formed this little, I don't even know what to call it, girl squad that I can kind of like lean on with that kind of stuff, because it's really, it's a different thing to navigate than I've ever experienced before. So that's kind of the line that I have in terms of my personal life. It's them, but with, in terms of him, I definitely overshare, but he's cool. He's cool about it.
Well, Rio, you went, that's, I mean, all that matters. You were like, I always, well, when you post your photos and stuff, I, the guys just like their comments. I'm always like, I don't know how she deals with this, but, you went through, you know, y'all are both followed by a large male audience. Like, I think Tanya and I both have like a 98% female following. Cause you know, just my following and then hers, but I feel like y'all have a large male following, and then you break up with your boyfriend and all these guys are like, they were probably trying before you even broke up with your boyfriend, but it felt in my mind, I thought, that's so public. And was, now
it was so insane, honestly, because like for a while I didn't tell anybody. And I would always tell, like, talk to Fran about it, being like, how am I going to tell people this? Like, well, I got to announce this on the podcast? Like, that's insane. Like, we got to, like, record a podcast about this.
Right.
And then I remember the day that, like, whole week after was crazy. Like, I've just, like, it is, people are just weird.
It was so weird. And it's, like, one of those things that you do kind of, like, have to do. We share our lives on our podcast and talk about it all the time, and everyone know, like, everyone knew where Rhea was at, where it was like, okay, well, this thing happened, we can't just pretend it didn't happen. Right. So
like, I remember my parents,
it had to come up eventually.
My parents were like, you gotta tell people. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta tell people. I gotta eventually, if people gotta know, like, what am I supposed to just act like I'm in a relationship this whole time when I'm not? Like, that would be insane.
Like, oh, like, hey guys, I moved back in with my parents. Nothing's wrong.
Yeah, nothing's wrong at all, guys. Nothing's wrong at all.
Never been better.
Honestly though, I'm having a great time.
Well, I was gonna say, I mean, it you go through that, and there's that, there is that pressure of like, I do have to say something, but then at the same time, you get to control how much you share. You don't have to share, you know, every single detail of what happened, but there is this expectation of like, hey, even me, I've been in a relationship for 3.5 years, and I talk about it enough that people know I'm in the relationship. So if something were to ever happen, I would have to eventually acknowledge, like, I'm single again, you know, if it came to that. But I was just, I always will see the comment on Twitter and stuff, and I'm like, God, I don't know how
she. At this point, it doesn't faze me at all. Like, I don't know.
It's been 5 years.
Yeah, there is like a switch that went off in the past year where like I was, comments like really affected me, and then all of a sudden I didn't care at all. And now I don't care at all. I don't know why or how it switched. Care at all.
But like, are they hitting on you?
Both. Hitting and being mean. Both.
You'll reply to the haters, and it's really funny.
I used to a lot more. Now I do it if I think it's really funny. Like, if somebody says something that I genuinely, like, laugh at, I'm like, I have to respond because I think this is, like, actually really funny. But, like, the really mean stuff, I just don't care anymore. I don't know why. It's great. It's one of the best things happened to me. But it was like a switch. All of a sudden, don't care.
Have you actually, like, engaged with anyone? Like, have you dated anybody from Instagram?
No. not like the random, that sounded mean being like, God, no, but like random, like, people in my DMs that are like
right,
like, fans of Barstool are not usually sliding in the most respectful way. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
And
like,
you just
they're not
don't know their intention. Yeah. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's could be for so many other reasons.
Like, they probably just want to meet Dave. Like, right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and yeah. also they're not like nice guys being like, hey, Rhea, would love, you know what I mean? Yeah. You just don't know. It's like,
right, would love to like buy you some flowers.
Let me get in there. And you're like, all right.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. I mean, I guess, yeah, you never think about that with guys being weird about meeting.
I'm so picky about guys for this reason. Like, a lot
of
friend,
like I mean, a lot of the girls so who, yeah, like a lot of girls who have a more tilted towards men, like following too, I think have to deal with it a lot.
Yeah.
Of just, you don't get a lot of sincere
no
DMs.
No.
No, I'll get like an occasional, do you need a sugar daddy, send feet pics, but that's about the extent of the
God,
you know.
I wish I got those. Mine are like, I'm going through a breakup, can you help me? I just asked for a raise.
That's way more beneficial than a gross guy sliding into your DMs, I swear. Yeah.
But it's like, definitely. It's very...
Trust me.
The value. You got to weigh out the value.
Yeah.
You're helping people.
Are you excited to like go on tour and kind of have like that rock star life? Like you could like meet up with a guy in Nashville and be like,
yeah, I could see a Nashville guy for you.
Yeah.
I can't at all see a Nashville guy for me.
See,
but I am excited to go on tour.
Absolutely loathes country music.
I hate country music. So a Nashville guy would be like my exact opposite of somebody that I want.
Yeah. Rhea, I thought we were the same. Devastated by this.
I wish, but it like makes me upset. I don't know what it is about country music, but I get very upset when I hear it. I don't know what the
I enjoy country music.
I don't know what the backstory to that is, but I get very upset every time I hear country music.
You better be careful what you say. Sometimes the universe will send in the least expected.
Totally.
I'm gonna go to Nashville and like
you're gonna fall in love.
Line dancing in cowboy boots.
Right, he's gonna be like a country singer,
like not Chase Rice, but like Chase Rice esque.
Yeah,
you never know.
Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing about that from you.
Oh, wait, I have a question because you guys are into pop, like super into pop culture. Do you know what you're being for Halloween yet? And if so, what is it? Unless you're keeping it a secret. And if not, what are like you hearing people want to do?
I was just thinking about this today because I saw an article about how everyone is going to be dressing up as Kim Kardashian's Met Gala look.
Yeah.
And it was like a clickbait headline. Like everyone's already trying to be Kim for Halloween. And I don't know. I always like to do celebrities, but I have not picked one. Like I did Billie Eilish a couple years ago and I really liked that one. That one was really fun. But I haven't really decided. We don't really like ever do anything that big for Halloween. Like, and we don't make a big deal of it here. If everybody actually came to work and like dressed up and you know,
this year I'm doing something for Halloween.
You say that every year every year you don't.
Do you not trust me this year?
Yeah, no, I trust you this year.
Are you going to go slutty, Rhea? Is that?
Yeah.
Is
that... Yes, absolutely.
I go slutty every day.
Every day is Halloween.
We were actually talking on the plane last weekend when we were going about Halloween. And I was saying we should do, what were we saying? Travis Barker and...
Courtney.
No, not Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. And Becca was like, if you do that, you have to do the like
VMA
outfit. And I was like, that's me literally walking around in a thong bikini.
Do it.
And she's like, you do that? You go out in a bikini? And I'm like...
It just looks like a fancy cover up.
Yeah, and it's Halloween. It's like
it is Halloween.
When else are you gonna do that?
Yeah, and even just dressing up as like punk Courtney and Megan Fox as
she's talking about her and her boyfriend.
Yeah,
not me.
Yes,
I'm mixed. From
I'm trying for all those. For those friends out there who also want to jump in there, I think that combo
that could be cute. Too. Actually,
I've never really done couple costumes though. I made my boyfriend do it with me one time, and I loved it, but I don't think he liked it.
I don't think he liked it either.
And it was so cute. We did Ratatouille, and he was Linguini, and I was the rat.
Oh, that was
a great idea.
It was cute.
I love couples costumes. I love dressing up with people. Like I love when Becca and I match, I like being cohesive. So like I've been chomping at the bit for last Halloween. It was like quarantine, so we just wore onesies and like watched movies. So this year I'm like, we're doing something big.
You have to do something big for sure. Mm-hmm. I know every year Rhea and I always are like, we come up with all these ideas for us to do together and we never do them. So maybe one of the ideas we've thought of in the past we can actually do.
Lizzie and Isabella.
I know. We've always wanted to do that
one. Oh, the Bella twins?
No. From Lizzie McGuire in the movie.
We've always wanted to do that.
That is such a great idea.
That was when I had dark hair last year. Now I don't anymore.
I know, but I can take...
You can wear a wig.
Yeah, wig. You'd have to wear a wig. Yeah.
This is my final question. And I'm just curious, Rhea, would you ever go on The Bachelor?
No, I'm far too jealous. I wouldn't be able to deal
I've asked for this.
Like with I
it would be bad for her
image.
It would be bad.
Like,
you know how some people be like, I'm going on and it'll be good for my image. Like people love her now.
They would hate
me. I think they wouldn't like her after.
I don't think they wouldn't like because here's why I couldn't compete on The Bachelor against the other women was because I would be very jealous, number one. And I think that just settles that. Like, I just don't want to share. And then I would not be able to be the Bachelorette because I fall in love way too quick. Like, I would be Claire. Like, I would pick somebody and that would
be... Oh, not be able to, like, continue with the charade?
Yeah, she would not be able... Like, she would pick one guy and then not be able to fake it with the other guys. And everyone would know.
Yeah, that's it.
Everyone would know
that I would only want that one person.
It's a rare breed, Becca. You're in this breed of people that can date somebody and like know they're dating a bunch of other people. Like I can't do that even in real life, and I don't know if they're dating other people. I would lose my mind if I like saw them coming to pick her up on like someone else on a date. I'd be like, what?
I didn't do as boyfriend. Well. Like I went on Chris's season. I really thought I was like, wow, I'm like the coolest girl ever. Like I'm so chill. And then I went on Ben's season. I was like, oh, this sucks. Like, this is like, why are we all doing this? Like, literally in my mind, I thought like, why did I come back and like put myself through this? But I think it changes when you're dependent. I mean, I guess that helps you realize who you're really like really, really into.
We want to go on and like host a group date. Like, you know, like we want to set up some kind of group date and do that and be involved in some way. But it is funny though, because I
know myself too well.
Now people ask her all the time, like, would you go on? And
I appreciate the self-awareness.
Yeah, I just know myself. It wouldn't be good either way.
And
she knows me.
And selfishly, like, it would be bad for me too, so.
You think that people would hate me that much?
No, not hate.
Because now I'm like, hey, I'm a fun-loving gal.
No, not hate you, but I think you could get maybe a little nasty and that won't come over.
Rhea's like, it's fine for me to be self-aware about my qualities, but for you to point them out.
No, I appreciate her honesty. I know she knows me well. She's right. She's right.
And she has your best interest at heart.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Of course. Always.
Well, you don't need The Bachelor because y'all are going on tour.
Yeah.
That's right.
For Chicks in the Office, which is, you know. That's what you try. That's what you strive for when you go on The Bachelor, and you've already hit that peak. So.
Right. People want a podcast.
You already have a podcast. You're already an influencer. You're good.
Yes. I would like some more free stuff every once in a while. That's the one thing I do get jealous of. I'm like, hey, you get invited to all these events for free.
No, we don't want plans, me and you.
I guess that's true. I joked with her this weekend. We did nothing. Like, I mean, I had a wedding, but it was just like, it was low key. And it was GovBall in New York, so everybody was there, right? There's like every single person that's been on The Bachelor was like at GovBall. Like there was in the last two seasons, like a million people were there, and all these other. And I'm seeing it on Instagram, and I said to her, like, are these things that like we should be going to? Like, should we be, you know, being putting ourselves out there, getting, you know, being more social?
We'll
and
get it next summer.
And I'm like, no, I'd actually rather stay at home
next summer.
It's the whole feeling of wanting to be invited but not wanting to go.
Yes.
I do it all the time. And I always text my friend Allie, who's also my manager. And I'm like, should I go to and she's like, do you want to? And I'm like, well, no, but like, I want to be invited. Like, I want to be thought of.
I want to be involved.
Yeah.
I hate feeling because once you feel obligated, then it just feels like work rather than like we're going to GovBall for a fun time.
Yeah.
So, exactly.
Yeah. What's interesting? I don't have FOMO.
Lucky.
You do a lot, though. Why would you have FOMO?
I think
that's
no
why
because
I can't stop going out lately.
Oh really?
Can't stop.
can't stop, won't stop.
But then you can't have FOMO because you already have plans. So it's like, I've already made these plans. I can't, I literally can't do that.
Actually, you know what? I really, there's only certain things, and it's very like more on a personal level. Like socially, I don't have it as much. Like if I'm missing some kind of family event or like traveling somewhere cool, like then, and I can't go, like then I have FOMO. But if I see people out on Instagram or if like my friends are going out on a Saturday night and I'm like, I'm not coming, I'm very happy sitting on my couch. Like, yeah. And being like, have a great time. I'm going to like watch movies and eat a pizza. Like
that's a person who's happy in a relationship.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true.
That is what it is. Because let me tell you, I did feel that way when I was in a relationship. Now that I'm single,
right.
I can't stop going out because I'm like, I see everyone out and I'm not there. I got to get there.
I got to get there.
How do I get there? Wherever they are is where I need to be.
Wherever exactly. They are.
We don't know who they is.
Yeah.
But wherever they are is where I need to be.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a balance because I'm like, my boyfriend's Jewish and I'm Christian. And between the two, the holidays never stop. Yeah. It's like, every week there's a different Jewish holiday that I was not aware of. And I'm like, wow, I do a lot of things.
Yeah, y'all are busy.
It's a good blending. That's always fun to learn about, you know, the way other people.
I know, like basically through the end of November, because Hanukkah starts end of November through like, I basically have an entire month holiday.
Yep. That's fun though.
Yeah, right.
Fun.
Yeah. Decorate a tree, light a menorah. Yeah. Like,
you had a lot of years of going to sleep at 7 p.m. So you have a lot of time to make up for. Thank you for coming on our podcast. Like, seriously, when y'all come to the West Coast for the tour, we're coming. So save us some seats.
We would love you guys to be there.
We
do want to have special guests in every place that we go to. So, you know, if you guys.
Well, whether we're special guests or audience members, we want to be there. So I'm literally so thrilled for y'all. And it's so cool to kind of keep up with y'all and from when we were at the People's Choice Awards together to like now having y'all on the podcast, it's just been really cool. So time y'all are doing something new and exciting, I feel like excited because it kind of represents all of us doing this podcast in this podcast world.
We're your biggest cheerleaders for sure.
Yeah, we feel the same way about you guys. We love following you guys.
I'm like, every time you guys are doing something, adding a show, clothing line,
I get emotional about it. Yeah,
I know. Well, it's just think about all of us sitting at that table and it was year and now like looking at what everyone's doing. It's really cool. She cries at everything.
It's very weird.
I get emotional too. Anyway,
it's a great thing. Thank you guys so much for having us.
So everybody listening, if you guys want to get tickets, are all of them sold out already?
Well, so the Boston and Philly have been sold out. The next show is Chicago. That will be on sale this week. TickPick.com.
Yeah, we're going week by week. So Chicago, Nashville, and New York. The tickets will be coming out over the next 3 weeks. And you can just follow us on at Chicks in the Office on Instagram and we'll post when the tickets are coming out. They'll be released on Thursdays.
Yes. And if you go to TickPick.com/chicks, then the tickets.
Yeah, I was going to say TickPick, which is TickPick.com/chicks. Or you guys can just follow them on Instagram to get the info.
But they're going fast. So if they announce your city, make sure you get on and get your tickets rapidly.
Set an alarm.
Yeah, set an alarm.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
All right.
Thank you guys.
I'm just so happy for them. Like, I remember that feeling of putting our tickets on sale for tour and being like nervous what's going to happen.
So stressed.
And then having the best time, and I cannot wait till we're doing that again. So I am thrilled for Fran and Rhea. Love them. We have some emails, but first we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with those. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. Start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, we are back with some emails. Mark?
This is from Anonymous. She says, I'm a 19-year-old college student and I really need some advice. I've never been in a relationship or been intimate other than a kiss. That is not necessarily by choice, just more I haven't found anyone to get to that point with yet. It seems like everyone I know is far beyond this and I feel like I have nothing to contribute to conversations. I feel weird about my lack of experience and it's led to nerves and the wondering when it will finally happen for me. I am very much a Tanya, and I look for signs everywhere, especially butterflies, as messages for things, and I constantly overthink these aspects of my life. Any advice on these feelings?
I so vividly remember when I was in my, I guess, early 20s, and I was still a virgin, and people would talk about their experiences with guys and hooking up and sex and even drinking. Like there were so many things that I didn't relate to with a lot of girls that were my age. But even though there were times, I think it's normal to kind of feel, I don't even know if uncomfortable is the right word, but almost like you don't really have anything to contribute. It's kind of like a feeling where you're like, oh, I'd rather just be home like by myself or with people that I relate to more. But I remember thinking, I have made the decision of how much those things mean to me. And I've made the decision not to drink because it wasn't something I was interested in. And I made the decision not to have casual hookups or random sex. And that was something that I held very close to me and was very proud of. So I think it's very normal to be in it. Like if you're with a bunch of guys and they're talking about guy things that like you don't have any relatability to, it's that same feeling. So I think it's kind of I think there's a way of you can still be proud, but still feel that way. And sometimes it's easy to be, maybe use that time to ask questions about things of like, were you nervous when you had sex for the first time? Or did you, have you ever done anything that was like uncomfortable for a guy? Or like maybe use that time to kind of, I don't know, learn stuff that maybe you haven't experienced yet. So that when the time comes, you kind of have these tips and tricks.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like anonymous welcome to the club, because I feel like my entire life has been everybody having these conversations about stuff that I haven't experienced. You know, like I'll never forget when I just graduated from college and all my best friends were like getting married and having babies literally within like 2 or 3 years of graduating college. And I was like not even getting going on second dates. And so I'd like go, I would like travel to the, you know, wedding showers and baby showers and thing after thing after thing. And I just couldn't relate to the conversation because they would be talking about, you know, like pre-baby things and wedding things and just stuff that I wasn't even in my like zeitgeist. Am I using that right?
No, but we all get what you mean.
Yeah. So they were like talking about stuff that just like wasn't my world. You know what I mean? Like I was just starting out at work and I was, you know, waking up at like 5 a.m. to go set up foam on the Malibu pier to do like yoga on the pier for Kiss FM. Do you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. It was just, I was in a totally different world and headspace. And so I do know exactly how you're feeling because I would leave those weekends sometimes really kind of sad and like bummed and I would definitely cry. But I think at the same time, I also had a little bit, I had like, you know, my faith that my time would come. You know what I mean? Like your time comes when it's supposed to. Doesn't, you know, you just can't, I don't know, it's hard to explain because it's like you can't really engage in the conversation because you haven't experienced it.
Well, I was that you're, you saying that just reminded me there's going to be things your whole life yeah. where you're in conversations and that people are going through things that maybe you haven't experienced yet and maybe you won't experience. Like I think sometimes that's just what life looks like and everyone can be in different stages of life. And I think you're going to have a time where you're in a group and there's someone in that group that hasn't experienced something that you've experienced. And I think that's just kind of something about life and like going, growing and going through different things at different times than other people. And I think sometimes there's insecurity that surrounds it, but there shouldn't be because we all have our own story at our own pace.
Yeah. But I think you should know that so many more people feel the way that you feel than I think you realize.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent advice. I see any issue here. I think everything's fine. I mean, you're kind of overthinking. You're overthinking right now, which is too bad. But I think it's better to overthink something like this than to underthink it and just kind of throw yourself around. I think it's much better to be a little careful about these things. And it's important to you and it's a big deal and that's great. And it should be. Mm-hmm. I think everything's fine and you are on the pace that's perfect for you. And if you overthink too much, sometimes you can freeze yourself and never leave the house. But I don't think that's the issue here either. I think you're going to be just fine.
Yeah,
me too.
Trust me. Overthinking is, it's a blessing and a curse, you know, because
it is.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's
you like, can be very prepared.
If you're going to err on one side, err on the overthinking side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I like seeing signs and everything, you know?
And I think when you do have that relationship and that intimacy, you're going to be so happy that you didn't, you know, just give it away to be a part of a conversation.
I agree. Yeah, that would be so lame. You don't want to be a part of the crowd?
No, don't.
You want to be the crowd.
I knew that's what you were going to say, and it doesn't.
Totally. You don't want to be a part of the crowd. You want to be the crowd.
You want to be on stage.
You want to start your own crowd. You want to be a trailblazer.
You don't want to follow the crowd.
Yes.
You want the crowd following you?
You kind
of. Don't want to be a part of the Shakira John Mayer Synergy Club. You want to be the leader of the John Mayer Shakira Synergy
exactly.
Club.
It's called Musical Synergy.
Oh, Musical. Sorry about that.
Musical Synergy Club's subpar Shakira John Mayer fan club.
Okay, got it.
That's the underneath.
So, subpar.
Should we just go ahead and...
Is that what's you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm trying to say?
Like a subtitle?
Subtitle, maybe? Yeah. Or like underneath. Like that's like, you know, like when you say... Yep. Right. Like, you know, like Barnes & Noble, the bookstore or whatever.
Your brain is... moving 100 miles an hour, like, at all times.
At all times. I know. Try living in it. It's exhausting.
It sounds so exhausting.
I overthink everything. It's the worst.
All right. I think I need to I need a nap.
I'm going to take a nap. Here?
No. I'm going to go home and I'm going to nap. And I'll be back next week and we will maybe 80% chance have a guest who we have talked about a lot on this podcast from the Grey's Anatomy world.
I'm going to have to swallow my self.
Okay. She's going to swallow herself.
I'm going to have to swallow myself. That's a little
teaser.
No, what's the word? Taylor Swift. That's a little Easter egg for you.
That has nothing to, I have no idea what that means. So
I'll have to swallow myself, meaning like bite my tongue. You know what they say. No pain, no gain.
How is that an Easter egg though?
Like, I'm giving them a clue.
Okay. We'll have to humble ourselves is what we're really going to have to do. But it's going to be really fun. And I will miss you while I'm gone. But I'll see you next week. And we love you all. Have a wonderful week and weekend. And we'll see you next Monday.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
21 Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is just around the corner, which means cases of cabin fever are on the rise. Lucky for you, Dr. Pepper is giving away a cure in their Cabin Fever Getaway Sweepstakes. One winner will receive $2,500 to get out of the house and go to a location of their choice. You can head to a beach, escape to the mountains, or find a local hideaway. Where you go is up to you. To enter, visit drpeppergetaway.com and submit the entry form. That's drpeppergetaway.com.